Blood on the Moon by James Ellroy. Read by L.J. Ganser. Disc 1.
The bay trees in our country are all withered, and meteors fright the fixed stars of heaven. The pale-faced moon looks bloody on the earth, and lean-looked prophets whisper fearful change. Shakespeare, Richard II. Part 1. First Tastes of Blood. Chapter 1. Friday, June 10th, 1964, was the start of a KRLA Golden Oldie weekend. The two conspirators, scouting the territory where the kidnapping would take place, blasted their portable radio at full volume to drown out the sound of power saws, hammers, and crowbars, the noise of the third-floor classroom renovation, and the music of the Fleetwoods battling for audio supremacy. Larry Birdman Craigie, the radio held close to his head, marveled at the irony of this construction work taking place a scant week before school was to close for the summer. Just then, Gary U.S. Bonds came over the airwaves singing, "School is out at last, and I'm so glad I passed," and Larry fell to the sawdust-covered linoleum floor convulsed with laughter. School was maybe gonna be out, but he wasn't gonna pass, and his name was Chuck, and he didn't give a fuck. He rolled on the floor, heedless of his recently swiped purple fuzzy Sir Guy shirt. Delbert Whitey Haynes started to get disgusted and mad. The Birdman was either psycho or faking it, which meant that his longtime stooge was smarter than him, which meant that he was laughing at him. Whitey waited until Larry's laughter wound down, and he propped himself into push-up position.